Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're exploring how we can follow the Bible's injunction to be perfect just as God is perfect. Yesterday we looked at some verses from Isaiah that gave some insights. Today we'll look at more of that same passage and see where it takes us. Yesterday the narrator talked about seeing God and hearing angels talking about him. Here's what he says in the following verses. "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Now that's interesting. This person admits he's in an imperfect world and isn't perfect himself, yet an angel, as we said yesterday, symbolic of a thought from God, comes and takes away his iniquity, takes away his imperfection. Just so, we may seem to be in an imperfect world, but turning to God can blot out our imperfection. Our misunderstanding of things is rectified. And it's God who does this. He saves us. As Isaiah says, "Behold, God is my salvation." May we all trust this salvation and the perfection it brings. Amen.